Welcome to a supernatural encounter through the word preached by Bishop Ernest Ayi. Bishop Ernest is the chairman of the Greater Life Church, a vibrant denomination under the United Denominations originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. This message will revive, restore, and refresh you in ways only God's word can. Be blessed as you listen.
It's a gift to have a father, and God has blessed us with a father. in the person of Bishop Darky Ward Mills. So today, I want us to appreciate our Father. We want to thank God for the life of the Father He gave us. Would you give Jesus a scream? Hallelujah! What you may not know is that there's always a difference between somebody who has a father and another person who doesn't have a father. Yes, there's always a difference. These two, they turn out differently. Hallelujah. So it's a blessing to have a father. Hallelujah. And not just to have a father, but to have a good one like this great one. Hallelujah. If you understand it, your hand clap will be different. Hallelujah. So I'm grateful for the life of Bishop Doug. A true father is not only interested in your spiritual state, but everything about you. Yeah, that has been my experience with him. And today, I wish him a very happy, blissful Father's Day, cum birthday, now that he has come. Hallelujah. Put your hands together. Let's appreciate the gift of God. Father, thank you in the name of Jesus for this beautiful day. Thank you for blessing us with a day such as this. We ask that you speak to us. May our lives never be the same again. And let a believer shout a big amen. God bless you. Please be seated. Hallelujah. Well, I think 2 or 3 weeks ago, I started us on a journey, okay, and a journey of fruitfulness. Hallelujah. And today, I want us to pray today. Is that okay? Yeah. When you come to church, you don't pray? You don't pray when you come to church? Yeah. So, I want us to pray. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18. Let's look at it, and then we're going to pray. Okay? The church of God is called a house of prayer. Is it not it? A house of prayer. So, we're going to pray. Look at it. It says that, this charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare. Can you give me another version nicer? This is nice, but let give me NLT. You have NLT? Okay. It says that, Timothy, my son, here are my instructions for you based on the prophetic words spoken about you earlier. May they help you fight well in the Lord's battle. Hallelujah. Based on the prophetic words spoken about you earlier, a prophecy has gone on. A prophetic word has been released. Something about you has been said. Do you understand? And he says that based on the prophetic words spoken about you earlier, May they help you to fight well in the Lord's battle. Okay. Which other nicer version do you have? Message Bible, Amplified, Classic, the Passion. They say, I'm passing this work on to you, my son Timothy. The prophetic word that was directed to you prepared us for this. All those prayers are coming together now, so you will do well, and you will do this well, fearless in your struggle. Wow. You have passion? Passion or the Living Bible? Passion or the Living Bible? Beautiful scripture. So, this scripture is going to teach us something to do today. Okay? Will you do it? Beautiful. The Living Bible. Okay. Now, Timothy, my son, here is my command to you. Fight well in the Lord's battle, just as the Lord told us through his prophets that you would. Okay. King James. Back to King James. King James, original. So, once again, this charge I commit unto you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by the prophecies, by them, mightest war a good warfare. Hallelujah. Now, anytime God gives you a prophecy, he has given you work. Prophecy is not to excite you to get coke and malt and milk. Do you know malt and milk biscuits? And put them together, cross your leg and enjoy. That is not the reason why prophecies come. Anytime you are given a prophecy, you have been given work, because you are supposed to war or fight with prophecies. Hallelujah. When you receive a prophecy, it's time to war. It's time to fight. It's not necessarily time to be excited, because you have received a good prophecy. A prophecy that tells you that, look, some doors have opened in America for you to go, and there are some white people waiting for you, and when you go, you meet one at the airport. When you meet one at the airport, he will ask you one or two questions, and then from there he will connect you to his company, and then your life will be flying. Beautiful prophecy. Beautiful. But that prophecy will not just happen. No, it won't just happen. What do? You war. Fight with it. You remember when God said, I have given unto you Sion. I've given Sion and his land. I've given to you. But contend with him in battle. I have given. Not that I would give or I may give. I shall give. No, I have given. The word there is given. Past tense, given. But even though I have given, you don't just sit down hoping to receive what has been given. It's been given, but you have to fight to get what has been given. Yeah. Rise me up. Take your journey and pass over the river Arnon. Behold, I have given into thine hand Sion the Amorites, the king of Heshbon, and his land. Are given. But what are you supposed to do? Begin to possess what I have given you. Begin to possess it and contend with him in battle. Contend. Prophetic words are not to make us to relax. No. Prophetic words, they bring work, battles. Some people say, one day I met someone, said, nobody has prophesied to me before. I said, look, relax. Oh. Relax. Now,
Eddie Bibi Nanam. Yes. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yes. They called me and said that, look, I saw a ring flying. And I saw three hands. Everyone was trying to cut the ring. Then I realized that something held you and pushed you higher. So even though the other two were also trying to come, you ended up grabbing the ring. And the Lord told me that is your marriage. Your marriage. Your marriage has come into your hands. My goodness. I see you getting married next year. Great prophecy. Clap for the prophecy and get excited. But my friend, it is not for you to go and sit down and get coke, cross your leg and be drinking coke because you know that your marriage is settled. No. What it means is that you are supposed to enter your closet, and with that prophetic word, you must fight until the ring gets onto your finger. Hey, may God give somebody the grace to fight with the prophetic word in the name of Jesus. I don't feel you are here. I think I should go to Winneba. I think I should go to Winnie, but they want to hear this. Hallelujah. Listen. Prophecies are for battle. Yeah. Prophecies, they are for battle. And there are no sure prophecies than the word of God. Yeah. So when God releases a word to you from his word, work has come. I said, worker, there's something that God expects from you. Yes, you are too relaxed. Yes, you are too relaxed. Yeah, grab the word that has come. And what do you do with it? You fight. You battle. Battle with it. Yeah. Battle. Don't stop. I don't know whether you have come to that point before, but you see, there are times that in life you'll be fighting and it feels like you are losing. Yeah. Look, I've watched countless bout, boxing, and sometimes clearly you can see that one particular boxer is finished. Yes, you could see that the guy is finished, and you don't know whether the other person is trying to either, you know, because people have paid, they have bought the ticket and come. He doesn't want to close the match early by knocking out. So he just keeps, you know, do his things. Then you hit the guy. You can see that the guy has his standing there. No, the guy is finished. But countless times, I have seen the people who seem to be out, and it looked like it's over for them. I have seen them rather come up and defeated the one who looks so strong. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. That is the reason why you don't stop the fight. Even when it looks like, listen, it is not going in my favor. When you stop, that is when there is no hope. But as long as you keep fighting, as long as you hold on to the prophetic word and you keep fighting, even though sometimes it feels like you are losing, but keep on fighting, because at the end of the day, victory will be yours. I'm just talking about somebody here. I said, I'm just talking about somebody here. This will be your story in the name of Jesus. So you see, prophecies about your fruitfulness has come. Amen.
prophecy about your fruitfulness. That your life, there's a prophecy about your fruitfulness. Is it 15:16, John? 15:16. Give us. It says that, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. That's what? That ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. This is your word. I called you for one purpose. You didn't come, I called you. You didn't choose me, I chose you. Yes. And so I was there, and Kwabena came yesterday. Kwabena came knocking at my door. He stood there, he sat in my house. I wasn't even there. I had gone for a funeral. We waited until I came. I came. So when I came, and he said, oh, he had come to remind me of tomorrow. That is why, that's the reason why I'm here. Otherwise, maybe I wouldn't have come. So it's actually Kwesi who invited. No. It's not true. It's not true. The reason why it would even be in your heart to come and sit here is because the Lord put it there. Eh? It's because the Lord put it there. What can Kwesi do when the Lord is doing nothing? Eh? So the Bible says that. It says that no man can come to me. No one can come to me. John 6:44. No one can come to, except the Father who called me, who sent me, draws the person. You can't come. You can't come. Huh? You cannot come. Or is that not what he said? No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw the person. So you have come because God has drawn you. But he draws you for what? He said that you should go, that you will go and bring forth fruit. You are made for fruitfulness. Your purpose is fruitfulness. Fruitlessness is not part of your DNA. Your spiritual DNA does not have fruitlessness. You are supposed to be fruitful. My goodness. Physically fruitful. Spiritually fruitful. You are supposed to have fruit around. My goodness. Anything that is preventing you from fruitfulness, I tell you, it's not from God. And today it is cursed. That is why you need to pick on the word of God, which tells you that the purpose for your call is to be fruitful. Enter your closet and pray until you will see signs of fruitfulness in your life. I am talking about somebody here. May God give you grace to battle until you can see fruits. Yakayana siyo kebana. Fruits. You can't give up. Yes. You can. There's a song. What's this song? No. There's a song. It tells about somebody who went to heaven. I dream I went to heaven. Yes, I dream I went to heaven. Who is going there? Jesus? You remember?
Forgiven to yes. The Lord.
Let him. Give him. Listen. Listen to the song. You see, we are praying for 10 minutes, but my time is even up. Listen. I'm talking about.
I dreamed I went to heaven. And you were there with me.
When I went to heaven, you were there with me.
We walked upon the streets of gold.
We took your time. We walked upon the streets of gold.
Beside the crystal sea.
And then we saw a crystal sea, clear sea.
We heard the angels singing.
The angels were singing.
And someone called your name.
In the course of the singing.
Turned and saw.
And a name was mentioned, Henry Nete. Narosiakaya. As you were going, then a name was mentioned. Atuesian. A name was mentioned. Oh, it mentioned your name. And then what happened?
I heard the angels singing. And someone called your name.
Someone called your name.
You turned and saw this young man.
You turned.
He was smiling as he came.
And he saw a young man. And the young man was, you see, as you turned and you saw the young man, and who called you, he was just smiling as he was coming to you. Smiling. You see, the smile or the smiling has basis. Something is making the person smile. And the guy is just about to tell his story, why he was smiling. Huh? Why he was smiling. I tell you, something will happen to somebody here today. I feel it.
Huh? He said, friend.
He's telling his story. He said, friend.
You may not know me now.
You don't know me.
Then you said, but wait.
But wait.
You used to teach my Sunday school.
You see, I was in the Sunday school, but I don't think you remember me. Yes, I was in the Sunday school. I was in the constituency. I was in the fellowship. I was in the church where you were preaching. I was part of the prayer group you were leading. I was part of the Aquaba, the airport stars. I was in the choir most of the time. You were leading. That thing that you gave your life for, you gave yourself. I was in it. And you were leading.
Every week you would say a prayer.
And every week. Is that it?
Yeah. Every week you would say a prayer before the class would start.
You would say a prayer before the class would start. Every time we meet, you pray or you have a short word of exhortation for us. Anytime we met. Then what happened?
One day when you said that prayer, I asked Jesus in my heart.
Can you see this? Can you see what I'm saying? You see, he said the prayer every time they met. He never responded until one day. Until one day. So what if the guy saying the prayer had stopped at a point? What if? What if going to visit, following somebody, gets you exhausted and you drop it? Who will mention your name when you are walking on the streets of God? Who will mention your name? They called out his name and the person turned smiling. Because this guy was saying a prayer in a class that he belonged to. And one day when he said the prayer, he asked Jesus to come into his heart. And he says that. So what happened? I asked Jesus in my heart. Then the next one is what?
Then another man stood before me.
Another man.
He said, remember the time.
Remember the time.
A missionary came to your church.
A missionary came to your church.
His pictures made you cry.
And his pictures made you cry.
You didn't have much money.
You didn't have much money.
But you gave it anyway.
But from the little that you had, you gave.
Jesus took the gift you gave.
Jesus took the gift you gave.
And that's why I'm in heaven today.
And can you believe that? That is the why this guy is in heaven. So what if you accept that I don't have room full of money, so I can't give. What I have is too little, so I can't give. Where would that gentleman have been? Where would he have gone to? He said, oh, I'm not like Bishop Ernest. I can't preach like Bishop Ernest. When I grow up and I can preach like Bishop Ernest, that is when I also go and minister to people. But you see, your one scripture that you know, that little thing, Jesus, as you give it out, Jesus can take it.
And it will be the reason why somebody will be calling your name in heaven when you are walking on the streets of gold. Yeah. They'll call you. Aaron Hammond. Aaron Hammond. Then you turn and you look at you and say, thank you for giving to the Lord. Thank you. You're giving to the Lord. Look at where it has brought me. I feel somebody's hands are weak. Today I came to strengthen those weak hands. My goodness. I feel somebody's hands need strengthening. And God said, I should bring this word to you. That don't give up. Don't give up. Keep moving. And keep doing. And keep preaching. And keep witnessing. And keep inviting. Don't give up. Because one day, just one of the days, the difference will be made. The difference. Days. Maybe yours is not to lead a choir. No. Yours may not be to be the leader of airport stars. No. Yeah. Something little you can offer. Something little you can give. He said, Jesus took what you gave. You gave it to that missionary. You didn't have a lot. You have little. But you didn't keep the little. Yes. Your work schedule is tight. You have small time. But even that time, you didn't keep it to yourself. Yes. You took 1 hour off. You took 2 hours off. Visited somebody. Ministered to somebody. It may not be like Bishop Ernest who may have ministered for 4 hours or 6 hours. But what I'm saying is that little time, that little thing that you would give, Jesus, he can take it. And it will be the reason why somebody will call your name in heaven tomorrow. It will be the reason. To be the reason. Some of you despise what you are able to do. You look down on it. You feel it is nothing. Yes. So you hold back. You don't give it. It has rendered you fruitless. It has kept you fruitless. But hey, church, I came to speak to every single soul here. Akoyana Asiya. There's something you can give. There's something you can give. There is something you can give. There's something you can give that can make a difference in a life. Eh? If you don't give that, a name may be cursing you in hell. Yes, may be in hell by cursing you in hell. Instead of having a name in heaven, calling and smiling whilst it approaches you, because you give a little. You give a little. What little can you give? What little can you give? Some of you, maybe your little is to bath in the morning and come to church. Maybe that's your little. Yes. Maybe that's your little. Maybe your little is to give somebody money for transportation to church. That's your little. You may not be able to build them a house, buy them a car, but you can give them. And it excites me that with Jesus, he can take the little and make a difference in a life with a little. So he says what?
Thank you for giving to the Lord.
I am a life
that was saved. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave.
they come acting.
You may think it's nothing. Hey, I won't deceive you. You have no idea what this seemingly nothing can do to a life. You have no idea. You have no idea. It's one of the reasons why people are fruitless. They are not working in their divine destiny. They look down on what they have to offer. They look down. But I'm very happy with this songwriter. Yeah. You didn't have much money. You didn't have much. But you gave anyway. It can be money. It can be time. It can be your intelligence. It can be your skills. You may not have much. But not having much doesn't prevent you from giving even the little you have. It can be the reason why somebody will escape from hell and make it to heaven. Why would you not make this possible for somebody? Why? Every one of them that God called, there was not one that had a different purpose than fruitfulness. Not one. Everybody. Number one, Adam. Number two, Abraham. Number three, Isaac. Number four, Jacob. Number five, Joseph. Number six, Manasseh and Ephraim. Number seven, Rebecca. Number eight, Ishmael. Even Ishmael. Yes, the one who was outside the covenant, even Ishmael. The will of God for the one who was outside the covenant was fruitfulness, even Ishmael. And said that, and Israel and believers. Yes, every one of these 10 groups that I've mentioned, every one of them, the purpose was one: fruitfulness. My prayer is one, that God will put a holy anger in you to rise up from a fruitless life. Are you okay? Yeah. And wrestle until you will see fruit on that tree. Yeah. Until you can see fruit on that tree. He has two stanzas, eh? Three. Yes.
One by one they came. Far as the eye could see.
Hey, can you imagine? Wait. So as he was walking, this guy called. Another one also called to tell their story. Then after that, one after the other, they kept coming. They kept coming, calling. Hey! Whilst you are walking on the streets of God, hey, may your death not be useless. Oh,
amen.
No. May your death be useful. Yes. May it not be useless. May it not be useless. One by one.
Far as the eye could see.
As far as the eye could see.
Each life somehow touched by your generosity. The little things that you had done.
The little things you had done.
Sacrifices you've made. I noticed on the earth. but in heaven now proclaimed.
Hold on. So you see, little things you had done, little things you had done, sacrifices you have made, unnoticed on earth. It means nobody clapped for you. Nobody clapped. Congratulations, you have done. Nobody saw you. Nobody. Recently, I chanced on the ministry on the internet. The founder was celebrating his 100 years. The founder. He was not wearing spectacles to read. He was walking up and down preaching. Yes. And I hear they are in over 150 countries in the world. Yes. I say, look, I've never heard this ministry before. Since I was born, never heard it. Heaven will be a very interesting place. Yes. It will be a very, very interesting place. Yes. Because some receive applause. Others, nobody notices what they have done. Nobody does. But they will not be noticed on earth. Not in heaven. Not in heaven. So the fact that you do things that you are not applauded here on earth, or your pastor doesn't call you to congratulate you, doesn't mean that you are useless. No. No. God's standard is standard is different from a man's standard. Yes. A man will applaud what meets his standard. Yes. That's what he will clap. But God can see. Yeah. Don't get to heaven. Don't get there and get to know that you could have continued doing what you were doing, even though that you were not clapped for, even though he looked little. You could have kept on, could have kept on pushing. Don't get there to realize that this is the time. This is the time. This is the time. This is the time to make it count. Yes. This is the time to make it count. I don't know if anybody can hear me in the church. Oh. This is the time. Make it count. That is why anything I can do, I don't hold back. No. I don't hold back. I'm not waiting for anybody to appreciate, to acknowledge is not necessary. It's not. Not necessary. Are you okay, Baba? Tomorrow. You know, there are some things that make a lot of noise. But the content is hollowness. That's what even gives it the sound. Yes. But there are things that are full of matter. Matter. Yes, they don't make noise. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. That's why the Bible said those things that are highly esteemed by men are abomination to the Lord. Church, get your hands on it. Your time will come. The little that he can do. Now, that soul that has been wasting your time. Yes. I'm giving you a reason not to give up on that soul. Yes. For all you know, your life, you are supposed to just make sure that that person gets to heaven and that's it. Maybe that's all. One day, in the Rick Joyner's book, I hear my time's up.
One day, Rick Joyner's book. The final quest. One guy, the only soul he won was one soul. And they went to heaven, and the throne that the guy was given, I was like, but I have had crusades and I have won millions of souls. How come that? But you see, what they don't know is that to whom much is given, much is required. That is why you shouldn't look at somebody to run your race, because everybody has your determined race. Huh? Don't say that somebody is running 100 meters, so you're also going to run 100 meters. No, your calling is 10,000. Huh? You run the 100 meters, you stop. You are failed. You are failed. Run your race. Don't look at how somebody is running. Run what you have been given, because what will be required from you is based on what you have been given, and what you have all been given is different. Somebody received one, another person received two, another person received five. The demands from you is different. It's different. It's different. So concentrate on your race. Do your bit. Don't look down on it. You can be punished for that. Don't say that it is only one talent. No. Don't say that. There's a reason why God gave you one and not five. There's a reason. There's a reason. Use that one. Use that one. Use it. That one. Before your end becomes miserable, use it. What he has put in your power, do it. Maybe you don't have the grace to come full time, to become a full time pastor like me. It's not everybody who can do that. Do you understand? So what you can do, don't stop. Don't stop because you cannot be a full timer like me. Don't stop. There is still something you can do as a lay person. There's something you can do. There's something you can do. There's something you can do. There's something. Something. Oh, we are praying today, Father, let the grace that makes me fruitful, let that grace come upon me. The grace that makes fruitful. It is your will for me. It is your purpose for my life to be fruitful. You called me that I should go and bring forth fruit. My life is supposed to be fruitful. This is your will for me. So I pray with this prophecy that God give me grace to manifest this will of yours for my life. Give me grace to manifest it. Rise to your feet, everybody, and lift up your hand. In the next 2 minutes, everybody in this building, everybody in this building, anyone who can hear the sound of my voice, wherever you are standing, lift up your two hands. Everybody, lift up your two hands. You are praying for grace. You are praying for grace. Oh, I can hear your voice. I can hear you. Everywhere, from everywhere. Open your mouth. Pray from your heart. You are praying. Grace, Father, in the name of Jesus. Grace, Father, grace for fruitfulness. In the name of Jesus. Grace, Father,
grace to give, grace to do the little I can do. Ababa nene mesaya ba, akaya nene mesaya, ikoye bebe tantan nene ya, saya tan nene mekaya. Somebody's praying, somebody's praying. Seya ya nene ya, se kakaya nene ya, ibaya noro ya, ibaba bane nene kaya. Seya nene ya, seya nene ya, ikoye bene nene ya, saya baba nene me ya, neko yo saya, ikaya bane nene mekaya. Hey God. We pray for grace upon this congregation.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Grace. 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 Somebody is asking for grace.
Grace.
Saya. 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 Ikoya. 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 Pay a banana. Say a tenner. Ikoya banana. Rakoke soya de ka.
Ibran de la bosse.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus. Hey.
For Jesus. To the Lord.
Hey.
I am alive.
Grace. Grace so that we don't lose our reward in heaven. Grace. I'm an Asiataya. That whatever has been assigned to us, whatever has been given to us, however little, grace to carry it out. Father, release grace. Release grace. Oh, Jesus. Release grace. Release grace. Bring me that lady. Bring me that young woman. Bring me that young woman. Oh, Koyosia Tanene. I tell you, something is happening to her. Something is happening to her. Oh, Jesus. Bring that young woman. I am so glad you came. Jesus. Hey, I pray that today grace will find you wherever you are. Wherever you are standing. Grace, I ask you. Ibakoye mesti otani mekaba soya ba. Eyako kaya sayantonia. Wherever you are standing today, may grace reach you. Grace. The grace of God. The grace of God. The grace of God to even bring your mind to this. The grace of God. The grace of God not to hold back. The grace of God. The grace of God to hold nothing back. No matter how small, the grace of God. May that grace find you. May that grace find you. Because that little thing you're about to do, that little thing is what will make the big difference. Jesus. Kobabasia tan.
Give me grace.
Thank you, Father. Makoyasia. Thank you. Father, I thank you. Hey, thank you for the prophecy of fruitfulness. It is never your will for us to be small. Never. It's never. Father, grace to do the needful. Let it come upon this congregation, Father. I curse every demonic intimidation. Anything that intimidates anyone, I am from carrying out whatever you have assigned them, is cursed today. It's cursed today. That intimidation is cursed today. Let confidence from above enter into your people, and with that confidence, whatever, irrespective of how man sees it, that they will carry them out to the glory of your name. Father, we thank you. We bless you today. We give you praise in the supreme name of Jesus Christ. Thank you.
Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am the life that was shed.
You gave your life, you gave your time, you gave your money, you gave your intelligence, you gave your skills, you gave your profession. Listen, I was listening to Bishop in the course of the week. In the course of one of the messages, and he was talking about, I think, T.L. Osborne. When he came to Ghana, he left Legon, I think, to the Independence Square or somewhere, you know, to be part of the crusade. He said that as he was standing there, somebody with a growth, the growth disappeared before his very eyes. And he said they never got the opportunity to testify on the stage. So he was saying that many things happen, they never come to the fore. They never come to the point where people see and applaud or appreciate. Yeah. But where he was standing, it happened where he was standing. It disappeared. He never knew it till he went into his grave. Never. Never. You see, you have no idea. That is why I can't stop preaching. I can't. Last week, somebody came to see me. He said that it's somebody I led to Christ. Today is a pastor. He's preaching. He said, one day I was in the meeting and I saw you. You remove your shoes and you called people. You made them put their feet in your shoes and you ministered to them. He said, I was standing there and the picture of that thing came to me. Immediately, I removed my shoe and I called people who needed the fruit of the womb and I called them to come. They came and stood there and he said, I was standing there and wondering. I said, hey, so this thing works. As they put their feet into his shoes, warm, 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 warm. Everybody was ministered to. You see, but it never occurred to me that as I was ministering, one day, somewhere, that there's no way I could have gone to minister there. By what the person is seeing, other people can be blessed. I didn't know. So when you are holding back,
You are killing a generation. You have no idea. You are killing a generation. Killing a generation. Some of you out of hate. Somebody has offended me. Somebody has said, then you draw. Hey, how can I? How can I? How can I? How can I? Many people's lives have been a blessing to many without it being noticed. Yeah. I went somewhere to buy something last week. As I went, and the person there was taking me around. Then a gentleman came from behind. He said, I was the one who called you. He said, okay. So he excused me. He said, please give me 1 minute. Let me sort this guy out and come. As they were going, the guy turned. He said, thank you very much. I said, what? He said, I was attending your services at La Scala. I was attending. You blessed me. God bless you. Thank you very much. Look, I don't remember the guy from Adam. I don't remember him from Adam. I don't remember I've ever seen or met him. He said, I was in your services. Very powerful services. And he insisted on shaking my hand. Thank you. Thank you. I never knew that one day I'll meet somebody like that. Never knew. Never knew. Never saw him. Never met him. But this guy's life was affected. Do you know who you are affecting? I met somebody and he spoke to me about a lady in this, a lady in the choir. He told me, hey, you are the pastor of that church. I know somebody who goes there. He said, the person is too serious. Then he mentioned the name and brought a picture to show me. I said, oh, I know her. He said, this lady, she's serious. Very serious. Very spiritual lady. I don't know if she knew that whatever she was doing that looked spiritual or that whatever. I don't know if she knew that it was affecting somebody. Why do you look down on small things? Why do you do that? Why do you do that? And why do you withhold what you can do? Why do you do that? Why do you do that? Do you know the damage you are causing? Do you know? Please, everybody, stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. We are closing. Oh, Jesus. Oh, missionary came to your church.
His pictures made you cry.
His pictures made you cry. You didn't have much.
Missionary. A dream that went to heaven. And you were there with me.
Come on, animals.
Walked upon the streets of gold. Beside the crystal sea, we heard the angels singing, and someone called your name. We turned and saw this young man, and he was smiling as he came.
Oh, and he said something.
And he said, friend, you may not know me now.
You may not know me.
Then you said, but wait. You used to teach my Sunday school when I was only 8. And every week you would say a prayer before the class would start.
Then one day.
And one day when you said that prayer,
Father, bring us to that one day.
In my heart. Oh.
Thank you for giving to the Lord.
I am alive. Oh. That was saved. Then another man stood before you.
Another man stood before you.
He said, remember the time.
Remember the time.
A missionary came to your church. His picture has made you cry. You didn't have much money.
You didn't have much money.
But you gave it anyway.
Jesus took that gift.
Jesus took the gift you gave. And that's why
I'm here today.
Somehow touched by your generosity, the little things that you had done and sacrifices you'd made,
I noticed
on the earth, but heaven now proclaims.
Oh, why don't you lift up your hands and sing it
together? You're not supposed to cry,
hey.
But I am almost sure there were tears in your eyes as Jesus took your hand and you stood before the Lord.
And
He said, my child, look around you, for great is your reward.
Lift your hand,
thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was saved. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave. Thank you for giving.
Thank you for your word today.
I am so glad you came.
Give us grace not to hold back. The grace to go all out.
So
the grace to give the little we can. The little we can do. The little we can encourage. The little we can preach. The little we can give. The little we can exhort. The little we can change. The little we can redirect. Pray for grace. Grace. In the name of Jesus. 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 As every head is bowed and every eye closed, you are here this in this service. Maybe somebody invited you, or you came on your own. There's no need to die and go to hell. There's no use of that. Jesus has paid the price for you. Today, if you will accept Him as your Lord and Savior, you would not need to pay that price by going to hell. You are here like that. You want to say that, Pastor, please pray with me. Wherever you are standing, I want to see your hand lifted. your right hand lifted. I'm going to pray with you. Please pray with me. I need Jesus. I need Jesus. I want to have him in my life as my Lord and my Savior. I can see your hand. Wherever you are standing, let your right hand go up. I'm going to pray with you. Let your right hand go up. I'll pray with you. Your right hand go up. I'm going to pray with you. You have lifted up your hand wherever you are standing. Please, can you come to me? Come to me. I'm going to pray with you here. You lifted up your hand. Come. Church, join us in this prayer. Say,
Heavenly Father,
I come to you today.
I come to you today.
Just as I am,
just as I am.
I believe
with all my heart,
that Jesus, died.
For me,
that Jesus
shed his blood
to wash away
all my sins.
Today,
I surrender
my life
to you, Jesus.
Today,
I accept
Jesus Christ
as my Lord, as my Savior,
as my Redeemer.
From today,
I belong to you, Jesus.
From today,
I am born again.
Father,
thank you
for saving me.
Thank you
for loving me
so much
that you sent
your son
to die for me.
I'm grateful.
Forgive all my sins.
Forgive me for my wicked ways.
Forgive me for my evil ways.
Wash them
with the blood of Jesus.
Today,
I receive you
into my heart,
into my life.
Thank you, Father,
for saving me.
Today,
in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God bless you for listening to this anointed message. We believe you have been blessed and uplifted by this powerful word. Subscribe to this podcast to receive messages regularly. For prayer and counseling, please call or WhatsApp +233 27 974 7173. Until next time, stay under open heavens.